1 here in Nashville today, but 53 degrees right now. Good morning. I'm Justin Barney, and here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04 a.m. The Office of Homeless Services in the Metro Department is on track to get their highest percentage increase in dollars from the general fund this year, up 41% or $5 million. In a budget hearing this week, however, there were questions for Homeless Services Director April Calvin when she said the agency, quote, doesn't typically carry a caseload. Here's Metro Council member Zulfat Swara expressing concern.
Most of your work is done by the partners. It begs the question, why do we need more FTEs rather than just additional more money for the partners that are actually doing the work if our office is not dealing with people directly?
In the hearing, Director Calvin explained that her department's goal is to fill gaps and not replace the work of the nonprofit partners. She says the budget increase is in part to keep 15 of the office's 48 permanent employees. Their salaries have been funded by the American Rescue Plan, and those funds are sunsetting at the end of this year. The number of electric vehicles in Tennessee has shot up by more than tenfold just between 2019 and 2025. And a coalition called Drive Electric Tennessee is working to expand EV adoption even more. The coalition is made up of the Tennessee Valley Authority, local utilities, a clean energy nonprofit, and the Tennessee Department of Environment and Conservation. Together, they produced a roadmap with goals for increasing the number of electric vehicles on the roads by 2035. By that point, they're aiming to deploy 750,000 battery-powered or plug-in hybrid cars, 1,000 electric buses, and up the number of EVs in publicly owned fleets. To meet the needs of the growing EV market, the coalition suggested that the state improve its infrastructure, too. The report says that Tennessee should have 20,000 public charging stations and 2,000 rapid charging stations. The group doesn't directly make policy, but it helps inform and coordinate EV strategy across cities, the state, and industry players. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station 90.3 WPLN News.